United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
In a very wrong world. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you guys had a good evening. I have to tell you that I woke up like the rest of you guys about 3 o'clock this morning. Did you wake up, Dr. Brandy?
Yeah, I woke up just for a minute to make sure there was not a tornado. And then once there was, and I went back to sleep, and I slept right through the storms.
That thing, lightning struck. I got to turn your mic up. Your mic is down there.
Yep.
Bottom. Down. Second. Two, all the way over. Yeah.
Sorry about
that, everybody. You're listening to Tracy and Friends. You know we're live and we do this as we're on air because, you know, I'm asleep. Because it clapped in my back window, my back door, and rocked my world.
So once you were up, you were just done. You're up.
I was up.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, God's talking. I did like the old people. I turned the TV off, and I never went back. I didn't go back to sleep until about 6:30.
So you've got to be so tired today.
I have Java. I am working.
That'll do you good for about an hour or two.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
It'll keep me going until about 3.
Okay.
And then I'll do some running around, and it'll keep me going until about 6. And then hopefully I will not go to sleep too early.
Right. Oh, yeah, or your whole week, yeah.
It'll mess up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope everybody had a good afternoon and a good day, and we needed the rain. I guess we're having spring now.
Right.
And it's cold outside.
It's cold. I'm wondering where summer is. I know, you know, a lot of people don't like those real warm temperatures, but I want some summer.
I'm looking for that hot.
Yeah.
Hot, but I don't want it to be too muggy.
No, but I want a nice, bright, sunny sky. You know, I mean, people feel down in this kind of weather. You know, it makes a difference when you get up and the sun is shining. Don't you feel more energetic?
You are a mental doctor. You deal with the mind.
Right.
Is it true that gloom actually causes for people to not be as vibrant and happy as sunshine days?
Tracy, it's an actual disorder, seasonal affective disorder. There are actually people who get depressed during the non-sunny seasons.
Are you serious?
Yes, yes. And I think most of us can vouch for feeling better when the sun is shining. And I mean, even when it's summer.
I'm more productive. I feel so much. I'm happier, I think, or cheerier.
Right. And your day is longer. I mean, you feel like, you know, you wake up and it's 9 o'clock and you still got some sunlight versus leaving work and it's dark. And it is. It's more uplifting. Although, you know, today's not a good day. But
I mean, look at today. I mean, today is like, ooh.
Today is a wrap yourself in your blanket and watch some Lifetime movie day. But
It is. And the problem is, I'm here. And listen, no, you wrap yourself in a blanket and you listen to Tracy and Friends.
Well, of course.
You wrap yourself
in my bad.
That's right. You listen to WSOM and you call in and you tell us what you're thinking about. What we're talking about. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. And we were planning on having some guests in studio, and it didn't work out that way. So we'll try to do that on another day. But I do want to talk a little bit about schizophrenia.
Okay.
And then when we go into Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family will be with us at the top of the hour. And they're going to talk to us about endorphins and exercise and how it controls your mood. And then Dr. Mason, Matt Mason from Mason Health and Wellness from Warren, he's going to come in at 2 o'clock and he's going to talk to us about how our eating habits and a lot of things that we do affect our mental state.
Well, I'll have to stay tuned then when I leave, keep the radio on because I want to hear both of those.
And so we're going to really talk because people need to know, and I said this, being honest about our mental health will affect our quality of life.
Absolutely. And then you talked about diet and you talked about endorphins and exercise. I mean, it's the whole mind-body-spirit connection. You can't just you can't be healthy in one area and unhealthy in another and expect yourself to feel energetic and fulfilled and whole.
So why is it that when it comes to mental health,
mm-hmm.
we don't try to be more aware or talk to people about actually discerning their mental status.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I have schizophrenia, if I'm bipolar, if mm-hmm. I know that, you know, PMS lasts for, 4 days, but my PMS lasts 20 days in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to see something about that because
it's outside of the norm.
Right.
Yeah. It's different than just a bad day.
So why is it that we don't put mental health as an asset or right now we're talking about health care reform, but you don't know anywhere where mental health mm-hmm. is going to fit into this?
No, we don't know where it's going to fall, but we know that your mental and emotional well-being is just as important as your physical well-being, and that's why we see this health movement, because everything is interconnected. But you ask, why don't people really focus on their mental health like they do other areas?
Right.
I think there's a lot of different answers for that, Tracy. I mean, one, just as it's not being given the attention right now that it should be given, it hasn't in the past. It's always been second to physical health.
Why? Because if you're mentally healthy, you're more apt to be physically healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
so if
yes.
You deal with the mind,
mm-hmm.
the body will follow.
But dealing with the mind takes a different amount of work. I mean, sometimes, and there are different things like physical therapy and occupational therapy that you actually have to work through for your bodily pain and things like that. But most often with your physical ailments, you go and you get a medication and
okay.
you receive a treatment. And yes, you could get medication for mental and emotional disorders as well, but it also takes a certain amount of effort and work to put into change. And it's not concrete. It's not as easy. Not that dieting is easy by any means, but there's concrete things you could do. An exact plan, eat this, not this, do this, not that. It's more global with mental health, and I think that's hard for people to grab onto sometimes.
In what way?
Think positive, don't think negative. Okay, how do you do that? Write a list of 10 statements, try to read them off to yourself. But that just has a different feel to it than eat a green bean, not a candy bar.
I don't know, Doc.
No?
I don't know, because when you look at it from a person who is trying to do better at eating habits
mm-hmm.
and thinking positive, you know, looking at the glass half full instead
mm-hmm.
of half empty,
yeah.
Understanding that a lot of my past
mm-hmm.
has a lot to do with my present
mm-hmm.
mentally.
Right.
Understanding that being bipolar is not a it's not a mental condition to where I'll never be fixed, but it's a condition that I need to go and get help so that I can be fixed, whether it be through medication or whether it be through just counseling.
Yeah, you want to learn how to maintain.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like taboo if you say I'm bipolar, or it's taboo if I say that I'm schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we have allowed society and movies to paint people who have mental disorders into a civil box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not true.
It's not. I mean, when you take schizophrenia, for example, schizophrenia is a severe and persistent mental illness.
What
meaning,
is that?
Meaning it significantly impacts your life, and it will always be there. It doesn't go away. You can learn, you could take medications to help with it. You can learn different behavioral skills and thought patterns. You could still live a very fulfilled life with schizophrenia. But it's a specific illness, and we hear it used so loosely in society. Oh, I'm schizophrenic, or I'm having a schizophrenic moment, or
right.
I'm seeing things, I must be schizophrenic. No, that's not schizophrenia.
What is it? What is schizophrenia? What is schizophrenia? What is it? What is it that we are, because when we think of schizophrenia, we think, first thing that comes to mind is Sybil for me.
Right, and I don't even know if that's
and
a Sybil good...
Sybil was before you, it was, I think it was before you were born.
But I mean, most of us know Sybil.
Sybil was the crazy kid that had multiple personalities, or schizophrenia was Nikki on All My Children, or was it All My Children? I believe it was one of the soap operas.
Okay, I don't know that one.
And she was, you know, a hooker in the daytime and something else at night, or vice versa.
Yeah.
And so we look at that as dual personality.
Right, and it's not dual personalities. You know, actually, one of the best movies I've seen that's depicted schizophrenia is A Beautiful Mind.
Okay.
They actually did a pretty good job with it,
okay.
I have to say. But when you think about schizophrenia, first of all, there's different types. You could have paranoid schizophrenia, where you constantly, maybe you think somebody's after you, out to get you. Maybe you have delusions of grandeur. You think that you're God. You think that you're Jesus Christ. You think that you're the President of the United States. I mean, there's different types of paranoias. You've also got a loss of contact with reality. This isn't like the type of loss of contact you and I might have on a daily basis where you forget something or this or that. You're actually responding to unseen others. There are people talking to you that you don't know or that aren't even in the room. They don't exist. You're seeing things other people don't see. You're hearing things other people don't hear. And oftentimes those scare people. So as you could tell, there are definitely specific things that happen that probably don't happen to you or I on a daily basis.
And so how do you realize that something is wrong? How do I realize that, okay, there's something wrong here? Because if I have a mental disorder and I'm walking out of touch with reality.
Right.
It's like people who go into dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people to realize that they have dementia without being diagnosed with dementia is kind of hard because they don't really understand that they're not in the time frame that we think they should be in.
Right. I mean, and I think, too, it's got to be hard to accept. Who wants to hear that they have a severe and persistent mental illness, something that's going to significantly impact your life and always be there? So I think of that too, like, or even a parent of a child who maybe sees some odd behaviors, you know, because typically you don't have a psychotic break to your late teens, early 20s, but you do notice some, I tend to call them odd or differences, different behaviors in childhood. It's got to be hard for a parent to look at their child and think, oh my gosh, does my child have this issue, have this or that?
It has to be. But
yeah.
Why not? I mean, if you know that you have things going on and you look at your child, you look at yourself, or you look at your past, because they tell me when you have some mental disease in your family, a lot of times it can come down to the genes.
Right. There's definitely a genetic piece to it. There can be at times, and you want to be aware of your genetic history. But I think denial is strong. I mean, it's one of the strongest defense mechanisms that we have. Even with grief, the first stage is denial. This isn't happening. There's nothing wrong. And we can get ourselves stuck in that pattern for years.
Yeah. And we do.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at schizophrenia, when I look at mental, just whether it be schizophrenia and or, you know, anything else, when do I say it's time to go? And because we do physical exams.
Yeah.
They tell us to do a breast exam. They tell you some men to do a prostate exam. We're always hearing about this self-diagnosis of if you have a cough, you might have a cold, go see a doctor.
Right.
When do I look at myself in the mirror and say something's wrong, I need to go see a counselor?
Mm-hmm. Probably the second you think that question, could something be wrong? I mean, early intervention is important. The earlier you could catch something, anything,
okay,
the more effective treatment is likely to be, and the lasting consequences,
okay,
will be much less if you identify something early and treat it early. You want to catch cancer in an early stage, not in a late stage. You want to catch a mental illness in an early stage, not in a late stage. But there's so many different mental illnesses that it's hard to say, okay, this is the one thing that you want to look for. But if you feel uncomfortable or you feel different or you feel that something's off, trust that.
I look at people who are indigent, a lot of people. And when I say indigent, I'm not talking about, you know, welfare people. I'm talking about people that are living on the street. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have mental disorders.
Right.
A lot of them do.
A lot of homeless people have, and
maybe not here, because you don't see the homelessness here as you do in larger cities.
Right, but it's
cities.
Here.
I think we
don't tend to notice it, but it's definitely here. I mean, the rescue mission of the Mahoning Valley can barely treat or hold the number of people that actually need their services. So it's everywhere. I just think you see it in a big city more because
they're everywhere.
It's a big city.
It's a big city.
Yeah.
How do they had to come up in somebody's home?
Right.
We assume.
Oftentimes these children raise themselves too, or they come through foster care and they've never really had a steady parent in their life, and then you reach the age of 18, you're on your own.
So how do we begin to catch this stuff and catch people, whether it be myself, whether it be my children, whether it be my grandchildren, catch them at an early age and start to deal with their mental health there.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you want to link them to care early, but then you also want somebody in their life who's going, I mean, if you're a child, then you need an adult in your life that's going to be somebody who's there monitoring you, that's a steady presence in your life. I mean, so many of the children that enter the mental health system are going from one adult to another, one family member to another. There's no consistency. There's nobody really walking them through, helping them with it. So they don't get that kind of long-term consistent treatment. They're coming to a counseling session and leaving and going to somebody else and leaving, you know. Mom has them, aunt has them, dad has them.
But now, when you don't have the stability in your own home, isn't that another form of mental instability?
It's mental instability. It's not necessarily mental illness, but it certainly is going to impact your life. It's going to impact your emotional state.
And so if, you know, shouldn't we all be somewhere counseled? Because I've come to the resolve that everyone needs to have a counselor, just like everyone needs to have a doctor.
You know, we talk about that actually in school, like when we're getting our degrees. Should everybody get personal counseling? Because how is it possible that you don't have something? Maybe you don't have a mental illness, but nobody goes through life without some sort of struggle. Even if you go to counseling to get to know yourself better, to identify what you like, what you don't like, what do you care about, what don't you care about, things like that. And that's important, to know yourself, know who you are and what you want.
And we don't push that. I mean,
no.
that is not some. And the number is 347-945-5229, or you can call locally at 330-781-9600. And I love when Dr. Brandy comes in. I love sitting on the Turning Point board because I understand it. And there are things that go on in life, no matter how great your home life is, that is dysfunctional, that you need to go and find counseling. You may not have a mental disease, but if you have instability in your life, a lot of it comes from issues that you haven't dealt with.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think we go through issues in life and we don't even realize at the time that it's as big of an issue as it is. Because you're in survival mode. You're just trying to make it through.
Kids that come from broken families.
Well, divorce has an impact. I mean, and there are so many parents that do divorce very well, where they don't put the child in the middle, there's active communication, they get along in the end. But still, there's a separation of that nuclear family and of parenting roles. And you want to make sure that when there's any change in life, that a child adjusts and that the adults adjust to it. Same with a marriage. I mean, there's not one type of family that's better than the other, but when there's a change.
Infertility.
Right.
Infertility.
You think your whole life that you want something, and then you find out that you can't have it. Or that you can, but that you'd have to take a different avenue. You'd have to adopt or something like that.
Right.
It's an adjustment.
And, you know, we don't – and sometimes we – and I'm finding out from OBGYNs, a lot of times that we think it's the women, and it's not. It's the men.
That are infertile?
That's infertile.
Yeah.
They have a low sperm count.
And that affects a marriage.
Absolutely. It affects, you know, you may have had one child.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out you can't have any more.
Mm-hmm.
But it still affects your marriage.
Well,
just mentally.
It does. I think we all sort of have an image of, well, most have an image of what they want their life to be like. But most of us don't get to have that lifestyle. I mean, life has challenges. Life has hardships. We don't know what's going to be thrown at us. So I don't know very many people who have gotten everything that they want just at the perfect timing that they want it and how they want it.
No.
Who gets that?
No. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229 if you want to call in. Please do. But I think this is important.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be schizophrenia, bipolar.
Well, and then we're kind of on two. You know, we talk about adjustments that aren't necessarily a mental illness. And I think that's important to understand because people worry, oh, my gosh, something's happened in my life. Now do I have a mental illness? No. I mean, if you go through a divorce or you have an infertility or issue, whatever it is, you're adjusting. But when you talk about bipolar schizophrenia, right, then you have a different issue to deal with. You do have a mental illness that you're probably going to have to monitor throughout your life. And that's okay because you can monitor and maintain it, but not without treatment.
But let me ask this because, see, you said that it can't – because it, MS.
Right.
It's not a treatable disease. it's a manageable disease.
It's manageable, yes.
But it's not. They have not found
a cure. It's not going to go away.
It doesn't go away yet.
Mm-hmm. But you could get physical therapy, and you could exercise, and you could eat right, and you could do things to help.
Right, and there's prescriptions, and there are things mm-hmm. that you should do to try to maintain a better quality of life.
Right.
But as of right now, there is no magic pill. It doesn't go away
mm-mm.
like a cold.
Correct.
And you have to deal with it.
Right. That's the same with bipolar disorder or schizophrenia. Those two in particular, you're probably going to have to know your triggers, know how to set boundaries, know your coping skills, take your medication.
What is a trigger? Help me out with that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know your triggers. What is a trigger? I mean, because they say the same thing in MS. You know, you have triggers that can
right.
cause you to collapse.
Right.
So
for a lot of people, it's like a conflict in a relationship or too many people in a store. You know, what's going to cause you to have an emotional shift? What's going to trigger a change? And you either maybe you want to learn to avoid some of those things or you want to manage some of those things. So let's say a large group of people is going to trigger your anxiety or you're going to want to learn to adapt your lifestyle a little bit and maybe go to stores at a less busy time, or you're going to want to immerse yourself and force yourself to get through that and be able to exist in a busy time. So you want to know what affects your emotions.
I'm going to take a break, but when I come back, I want to ask you, how has society really damaged the possibility for people to get well
mm-hmm.
because of their own ignorance
okay.
when it comes to mental health?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the taboo of mental health hurts more people than it helps. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. When I come right back, 261, I'm going to pull you up, and I'll see you on the other side of my break.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News. A man who police describe as a career criminal has been arrested again. 41-year-old Stephen Dorenzo was picked up Tuesday by Boardman detectives and Mahoning County Sheriff's deputies in connection with multiple crimes. Dorenzo is charged with tampering with evidence and receiving stolen property. Police say they've arrested him several times over the past 15 to 20 years. A woman suffered an anxiety attack after her house caught fire in Youngstown. The woman was treated after the fire on East Philadelphia Avenue Tuesday morning. Investigators say the fire started on a mattress on the second floor. No one was hurt. The man accused of holding three women captive in his Cleveland home for about a decade has pleaded not guilty to hundreds of charges, while his defense team hints at a possible plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Ariel Castro's lawyer says the defense is working to avoid a, quote, unnecessary trial. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoie, WSOM News.
The Cumulus Health Club and the Center for Physical Health in Canfield present today's health tip. Here's Director Mary Beth Romeo.
Exercise can help you prevent or manage a wide range of health problems, including stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, certain types of cancer, and arthritis. The Center for Physical Health can help you by showing you the right way to exercise. Visit them at thecenterforphysicalhealth.org to learn about the programs we have available.
Today's health tip has been brought to you by the Center for Physical Health in Canfield. From physical therapy, the treatment of chronic pain from sports injuries, or taking your performance to the next level, the Center for Physical Health can help you eat right, think right, and move right. visit us on the web at thecenterforphysicalhealth.org.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
For high-end solid wood products, trust the Amish craftsmanship of Weaver's Furniture. Living rooms, nurseries, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, offices, bookcases, and more. Handcrafted from oak, hickory, cherry, maple, and quarter sawn white oak. Custom orders are available. Just stop by the Weaver's Furniture showroom at 4537 Gates Road, Middlefield, Ohio. Check out the country home decor items while you're there. For store hours and more, call Weaver's Furniture 440-693-4685.
The excitement of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Lot Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the Virtual Auto Showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Lot Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
iHeartRadio is growing, and well, it should. Thanks to the iHeartRadio app, you can listen to this station and over 1,500 of the best stations right on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and more. Grab the iHeartRadio app free at iHeartRadio.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229. Or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And we're here in Youngstown, Ohio, and broadcasting all over the globe. And we want to thank everyone who's in the chat room. Hey, I can't chat because I can't run everything at the same time, so I can't chat, talk, and do everything because I'm really weird. I'm just messed up like that.
I don't know too many people that can do all that, Tracy.
I can't type, talk, and run a board and pay against some time and watch the news.
Now there's something about flea markets, things on TV.
I can't
at this
do it all.
Yeah.
At least I know my limits. And I'm going to pull up my call, but Dr. Brandy from Turning Point's here, and we're talking about mental health. And Dr. Brandy is from Turning Point Counseling, which is located in Sebring and Struthers and in downtown Youngstown.
Right.
And you can give them a call at
330-744-2991.
I don't know the number. I have it on speed.
Good thing I do. I mean,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I need to know that. So.
I have it on speed dial. I can't do I can't do that. But and she is the doctor of clinical counseling there,
mm-hmm.
the director of clinical counseling, and she has her doctorate in it. And she's very, very good at what she does. I'm very, very impressed with her ability to listen and to draw the issue away from the facade,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to deal with the issue and keep you intact.
Thanks, Tracy. You know, I like the way you said that too, because sometimes we do need to draw the issue away from us, or because
yes.
the issue can become all of us, and nobody wants that. No one thing defines
right.
who you are.
Right. And you separate it out,
mm-hmm.
so you let people understand that it's okay to be have an issue of where I have it,
right.
but it doesn't define me. Local call, I'm going to pick you up in just a second. 261, your mic is on.
Is that me, Tracy?
Yes, it is. Oh, man.
Hey.
Paul, listen, Paul, it's right up the street on Belmont, right across from McCullough Williams Funeral Home and the Dorothy
What's
Day.
That?
Just go in there and just say, I need to see Dr. Brandy. Don't
Ooh.
Even listen. Let you in.
Hey, look, my grandmother was a medical. Well, how you doing, darling? My grandmother was a medical scientist. She had a cure for all that stuff in her backyard. It was called a weeping willow tree.
A weeping willow tree.
Okay.
She didn't.
That
she
cured blindness, slowfulness, MS, SD, CD, AT. Everybody in our family was somewhat mental, but when you went to my grandmother's house, everybody was straight. And that's
now,
what's lacking in our country today. Tracy, if you had been married right out of high school and had your 8 kids, you probably wouldn't even have no diagnosis of MS or none of the other
Listen,
stuff.
Right, because yeah. I'd have been crazy like you. You're right.
No, you wouldn't have been crazy. You'd have done normal. You wouldn't be sitting on a talk show talking about problems that you can't solve no way. And there's no real medical reason or answer to this stuff we're going through.
Paul,
yeah.
There are really people who have mental disorders that they need to go have.
Mm-hmm.
They need to go see a counselor.
I think it's like, and Paul, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but it's
right.
things like this that hurt people and keep them
yes.
from getting help.
Yes.
But I will say you made a point.
Got,
although I'm not saying that the willow tree is the answer, but we do need to have some consistency in children's lives, not through physical discipline, but there does need to be some consistency.
Paul, wait a minute. This is where Dr. Brandy and I separate.
Dr. Brandy, pure discipline,
and not all children need to have a spanking. Some children need it. It all depends on who the child is. So you got to get the child where the child is. What, Paul? I got to pick up another call. What?
The doctor has never had a taste of the weeping willow branch, believe me.
The weeping willow came with love. See, not the problem is not all weeping willows came with love, and that's the problem.
That is true.
That's the defining point. My mama beat me with a belt, and then came and hugged me and while I cried, and then I was corrected, and I never rolled
your
my
mother,
eyes, and never slammed the door, and none of that. My mental condition was healed.
My grandmother used the weeping willow. My mother gave me a choice. She said, go out in the woods and bring a switchback. I brought a whole tree in the house. Tracy. I never got another whooping.
See there, you
dirt,
were so
roots,
bad.
Dirt, roots, and all. Never got another whooping. Never, that was it. That's why
Paul,
I'm the nice person today.
Paul, that's
yes,
why
ma'am.
You're the nice person you are today. Listen,
yes,
you
ma'am.
Are still sick. In the head.
And you know I still love you.
I love you too. Let me pick up my local call. Local call, your mic is on.
Bye bye.
Hi Tracy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Just a few questions for the doctor. You have a great show today, by the way. But,
thank you.
Question for her, doesn't she think that a lot of our issues that we have, you know, with the mental health is from the past? Like our past is the ground on which present stands right now for us.
You mean like our past experiences and
exactly,
our upbringing?
Right, the childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say you start to form your personality at age of 3.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't have all those consistencies there, say that father leaves, we have no father figure. That really impacts us a lot. We have issues with our mother. We have issues with, you know, the whole family unit.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes an issue of the soul, I think.
Oh, that certainly is going to impact you as a child and as an adult, both. I mean, well, And that sort of kind of ties into what Tracy and I were talking about. I'm sure you're, you know, listening in as well. That, yes, people can grow up and be perfectly emotionally stable in a one-parent home or in different situations, but there needs to be, it needs to be addressed and dealt with. So we can all have different upbringings and different lifestyles, but when there's a negative impact or a negative force that's consistently in our lives, abuse, neglect, chaos, whatever that is, it's going to impact us as an adult. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to impact us forever. Certainly, we can deal with those things and move past them, but they have to be dealt with. They don't just,
right,
you know, disappear or go away.
Right. But do you find as a doctor, like, people who have been victimized as, you know, sexually abused,
mm-hmm,
or... That the result of that is, and them becoming paralyzed later in life mentally is a result of, because of what happened in their past. Either, you know,
mm-hmm,
the father did something to them, the uncle, the whoever. I mean, there's a line of it going down. You see that a lot.
Oh, yeah, the impact of the trauma on people, it impacts their relationships, their career, how they view themselves, their self-esteem. I mean, it affects your entire life. Abuse in any form can affect your entire life.
And I will say this, yes, but see, there's a difference between mental disease,
mm-hmm,
and would you call mental illness?
Well, you're talking about, like, there's biologically based. Like, we could have some chemical imbalance that could,
right,
cause something, or we can have environmental causes, like our,
right,
upbringing or abuse that can cause. So they're all kind of termed mental illness, but they have different causes.
But now, caller, don't go anywhere, but let me ask you this. If I am raped,
mm-hmm,
by my father when I'm a child,
mm-hmm,
can it cause me to become schizophrenic or bipolar?
No.
Okay. So if I'm bipolar or if I'm schizophrenic, it's genetic or something that is part of me.
Yeah, those are biologically based conditions.
But I can have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
Or I can have self-esteem problems that cause me because of the rape. Or I can have self-mutilation and
mm-hmm,
other kind of things that are, or I can, and actually have where I go out and I either abuse myself,
mm-hmm,
or I abuse others.
Absolutely. You could develop.
Okay.
You could develop different types of illnesses. Certainly.
What about, and I have seen this happen to a person too, where when they were young, they were abused by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So at a very tender age, I think it was first grade they were, their mother told me they seen this child just, you could see them split, you know, because of the abuse in their background.
There's a condition called borderline personality disorder, and I'm not linking that specifically to trauma, but you do see a lot of people who have had different traumas in their life developing what you're kind of talking about, where there's a lot of love-hate issues, I want you close, I want you far away. It really impacts, can really impact relationships.
So would that be like a double personality?
No, I mean, that would be...
A split personality?
Right, I mean, to actually have split personality or dissociative identity disorder, which is the kind of technical name if anybody cares, but it is... You actually lose contact with reality and are actually that person. You believe you're that person and you're acting in the role of that person. But there are people with traumas who definitely take on different personality traits. And so we might say that person acts different, or they're acting different, or they look different. But it's hard to explain, but they're still the same person. They're still the same person. They're just acting differently.
But the same person will have a different role come out of them.
But it's not as different. Let me say it this way. Schizophrenia and bipolarism,
mm-hmm,
if that manifests in your life, that's not, something may have happened to you, but that happening to you, it may have caused it to trigger earlier than normal.
Right, but it didn't cause the biologically...
But it didn't cause the disease of it.
Now, trauma can affect the neurological wiring in your brain.
Okay.
But that's not going to cause schizophrenia, but it is going to... I mean, anything neurological is going to affect your thoughts, your emotions, your physical behavior, things like that.
So you have to separate, you know, a traumatic incident in your life can cause you to mentally snap.
Mm-hmm.
but it will not cause you to be diagnosed with a mental condition like schizophrenia and or bipolar.
Correct. Right.
So are some people born schizophrenic?
Yeah.
Are you actually born that way?
You're born with it, and you just don't know when it manifests itself in you.
Right, and you could see a trace early in life, but you don't typically see the full-blown psychosis or the full-blown schizophrenia until a little bit later in life, like late adolescence, early 20s is typically where we tend to see somebody have their first psychotic break, and that means you tend to really notice that they're hallucinating and seeing things, hearing things, delusional. It's very sad to see somebody have their first episode.
I just want to share that I currently help teach a class, and it is called Issues of the Soul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is. And I would say 98% of those people that come in,
mm-hmm.
they have all had past experiences of childhood traumas.
Yeah.
And these people that come in are not able to deal with what's going on with them right now. But when you work with them and ask them, you know, how was their childhood, you get to the soul of it, the father, the mother, you know, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to, you know, get all those issues there, all that muck in the middle of you.
Yeah,
but
I always...
So neat to see these people mm-hmm. become free, you know?
Right, and they can. In fact, we have a sexual abuse survivors group, and then an aftercare program, and the image that we use is a butterfly. You truly can be freed, and we call it the taking flight group because you can work through those issues that have happened and truly experience yourself in a way that you haven't before and your life in a way that you haven't before. So you can be freed from your past, but just like you said in the group that you run, you have to actually deal with it and address it.
And our problem is people don't deal. Remember, that goes back to my original conversation about I need to deal with and be honest. Introspection is self-reflection
mm-hmm.
and honesty about what's inside of me and about me. That's
mm-hmm.
truly what the definition means.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking inside of you and being honest about what you see and what you know.
Right, but sometimes our honest about what we think about ourselves is you think that you're awful or you honestly think that they deserve it. And sometimes we have to even challenge people's honest view of themselves and help them to see that you are a good person. You didn't deserve this. You did nothing to bring this on. This doesn't define you. But so often people take on, they absorb the responsibility for the abuse that they had happen in their lives. And that's usually really a first step in treatment in a lot of ways is addressing that.
And because when I say this, you need to be honest about it. You mean to say, you know what, I got a problem or I've got some
mm-hmm.
issues that I need to resolve
yeah.
or maybe I have been hurt. Oh, yeah, I did get raped and I didn't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Or
right.
yes, these people did say this to me and I didn't deal with it. Or yes, this happened because a lot of things are suppressed.
Mm-hmm. Denial.
You know that they happen, but you're not honest about them happening and you wonder why everything around you is in chaos.
Mm-hmm. And I think we think that we can overcome more on our own than what we actually can. Most people need some type of support through counseling, through the church, through different types of peer support groups, whatever that is. Most people can't do it on their own.
I think people need someone to guide them through all this. When you're going through issues like this,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting really, you know, deep, deep, you need someone to guide you because you're not going to be able to do that on your own, you know. And long time ago, you know, all this mental illness was so taboo. Or you
mm-hmm.
would hear about, you know, people being institutionalized for years and years and years because I don't know if they knew how to deal with it. They just drugged you up or whatever. But I think today I'm hearing more about it.
It's definitely out there. People are talking.
Huh?
And it's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
It is.
I mean,
it is.
When you look at what's going on and people, you know, we're in a society where everybody's mad at everybody all the time for no reason.
And we blame. We're blaming
yes.
society.
And,
mm-hmm.
and no one is at peace with themselves. It's time for people to wake up and say, you listen, I need to go deal with my issues.
Right. We need to accept some responsibility, not for what happened, but accept for responsibility for what we need to work on within ourselves. And then take the steps to actually work on those things, do it. And I'm well aware that change is hard and that the unknown is scary. And so sometimes even living with what's bad in our life seems easier than what's on the other side. But the other side can be so freeing, so liberating, and so much more fulfilling that it's worth the journey. It's worth facing those struggles.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
207,
hey,
your mic is on.
Trace?
Yeah.
Trace, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, no, I was just calling to ask the doctor right quick, you know, and I'm gonna get you a degree too, Trace, you know, and you a doctor too. I like that. I'm impressed.
No,
but
don't say that. I fake it well.
I was gonna ask the doctor, hey doctor, I got a buddy, man. I think
his name's
crazy. I wanna take him down. I want to take him down to North Lima, down there to the Nut House. But I'm thinking about, since I'm hearing you, maybe I can bring him to you, and you might be able to see what you can do for him. What do you think?
Hey, Reggie, is his name Paul? Or is it Jeff?
I didn't hear you, buddy.
Is his name Jeff?
He going to get you, Tracy. But
I know.
You could certainly bring your friend or whoever to, you could certainly bring them and ask them to help them to get services. I wouldn't recommend just bringing somebody,
dropping them off.
No, they don't tend to like that too much. But, you know, maybe bring them on in. We'll help them out.
Hey, Doctor, you might wind up driving him down there to Norfolk, down to Lima, Ohio, down there where the crazy house is down there after you talk to this cat, man. I'm telling you, because he off the chain for real.
You're so bad.
Yeah.
You are so
Jeff
bad.
Gonna get you, Tracy.
I know.
Get you, so you know you got it coming. He's probably got heard it already. He's probably listening.
Man.
I know he's going to get you.
I know.
Go ahead,
man. I love you.
I'll just be listening. Go ahead. Do your thing.
All right. Hey, 781, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I got a question for the doctor. And my question is that, excuse me, what would you think if society got to the point where they adapt to the abnormal being the normal? Such as, I'm going to give you a clear, illogical explanation. Let's just say if you were jealous of something, and as a result of you being jealous of something, you spread that jealousy around like it was a disease. And as a result of you spread that jealousy around like it was a disease, it managed to go from one generation to the next. And as a result of that, you would bring a generation up being jealous of things that's illogical. And what would happen is that generation that's coming up like that would be adapted to the abnormal in the normal. What did you think about that? It's illogical. I'm just trying to get your opinion on that.
I mean, I think that our each generation is going to grow up with what they're taught. That's why we see differences in different cultures. You know, what we might see here is jealousy. Somebody else might not see. So certainly we could breed abnormality. You know, what is normal is usually determined by what most people think. So if most people in your life think that jealousy is okay, then you're probably going to grow up being jealous and think that that's okay.
And the problem with that is that, to me, you know, I'm not a doctor, but from my point of view, I think that's very dangerous to do to a child without letting the child know, look, it's all right to be jealous, but, you know, you be jealous to a certain extent. You don't be jealous to the point where you carry it out or think that the abnormal is okay, because regardless of what happens, you're going to be responsible for your actions. If you are an adult or adults, and you bring a generation of kids up like that, you're playing with fire. And, I mean, you know, some things are funny and some things are not, you know what I'm saying? But to bring a generation of kids up like that is absolutely insane. And somebody standing on the outside knowing that it is not all right to be jealous of certain things, you know, in a certain manner, will look at you as being perceived as crazy. Even God says that jealousy shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So if jealousy will not enter into the kingdom of heaven, we don't need it. I mean, I don't know if you're a Christian or not. You know, I mean, jealousy just shouldn't be to the point where it may affect someone in an unusual, illogical way. I mean, I'm not trying to sound like I know everything, but, you know, I mean, it, some things going
on.
We just gotta
pray for those people and let them deal with it. And, I need it. Trust me, I need it. Listen, I gotta go take another call before I go to my break and let Dr. Brandy go for the day. South Carolina. South Carolina?
Yes, ma'am.
Jump in.
Hello.
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Hello.
Okay.
Hi. Dr. Brandy, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's hot as I don't know what here in South Cat today.
Did I ask you the weather?
No, I'm just telling you.
I didn't ask you how. Did I say South Carolina? How's the weather down there? I didn't ask you. We don't even have sun here.
Yeah, if you got some sun, send it our way.
I have on a sweatsuit that I wear in the fall. I had to change clothes. I went outside today. I got to take my break. I went outside today, and it was cold. And I had to go change clothes because it was cold. I don't want to hear about hot weather in sunny South Carolina.
See, that's jealousy, girl. You need to deal with it. You need to talk about
it. Right, it's a theme today.
South Carolina, listen, hold on. I got to take my break. Dr. Brandy, thank you for being with me. The hours go so fast.
It goes so fast. It
is, oh, man. Dr. Brandy is at Turning Point Counseling. You can find her and her staff, and they are remarkable. Over on Belmont Avenue, they have an office in Sebring, and they also have an office in Struthers, Ohio. Dr. Brandy, give them the number to call for an appointment.
Sure, it's 330-744-2991.
And she'll be back next month, and I asked her next month to come in and talk to us about negative environments and how they affect our present status.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we understand just how important that we need to come out of negative things. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to take a break real quick, and when I come back, I believe Fit Family is going to be with us, and we'll see you on the other side of my break.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Liberals were dominant in the House and Senate and remained so until 1994. Conservatism seemed like a lost movement. Reagan
with Identity
didn't give
Guard
up.
Identity Theft Protection. Life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing Identity Guard is there to protect them. Right now, you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. Act now and get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
The man whose pregnant vampire actress wife accused him of mailing ricin-laced letters to President Obama and the mayor of New York is now talking. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
Nathan Richardson's wife, Shannon, has been charged with mailing threatening communications after she tried to blame him.
I had theories of, you know, she wanted to get her face out there, and also she wanted to destroy me.
The Richardsons are divorcing, and he told ABC News his wife wanted publicity.
She wanted to be an actress. He really did.
Shannon Richardson has had bit parts in The Vampire Diaries and The Walking Dead, but her acting wasn't good enough to fool the FBI, which found, after a polygraph, she had been deceptive. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Kate Middleton making what's likely to be her last pre-motherhood public appearance to christen a British ship.
I name the ship Royal Princess. May God bless her and all who sail in her.
The Duchess of Cambridge is due mid-July. I'm Daniela Bellotta. ABC News.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you. and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
The Druschel Financial Report on News Talk 600, Saturdays at 8:30. Bob Druschel discusses investment strategies for today's fast-moving financial markets. That's Saturdays at 8:30 on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Like ETI Technical College, creating quality programs in demand fields with options that save you time and money.
We offer several different programs, law, business, medicine, web design, accounting, some skilled trades. We give the students an opportunity to focus the curriculum solely around their area of interest, trimming away a lot of the fat, you know, saving them time, saving them money. Two things as you get older, you're going to wish you had more of. It's time and money. And a college like ETI is able to save you both.
Putting America and our valley back to work. To find out how your business can be a part of our program, call 330-783-1000. That's 330-783-1000.
Steering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work.
Rusty Humphries.
More people coming out attacking the Tea Party, right? I'm starting to say, you know what? Democrats, bring it on. I want more attacks of the Tea Party. I want to see more hate coming from the left. Why? I want the Democrats to continue to show their true colors.
News Talk 600.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600. Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And I have Doris and John Bullock here in studio with me from Fit Family, and we're going to talk about exercise and moves and how it works. But the number is 347-945-5229, and Fit Family is located on the corner or over by 46 and Mahoning Avenue in Youngstown, and they have a very, very nice facility. It is a gym for you to go and get your physical fitness workout. They have great classes. They have real rider cycling, they have Pilates, they have reformers, they have the Cadillac reformers, they have classes in Pilates, but they also have, you guys have what else? You have aerobics?
We have yoga, we have What else?
We have various strength training type of equipment. We also have some self-defense type classes every once in a while. They're not karate. They're personal self-defense type classes.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. They're pretty cool, too.
Yeah, so I want to inform everyone that if this is being videoed and I'm supposed to be edited out of this, but they're letting me talk right now. They told me I should be on my best behavior.
Did y'all tell me he's trying to make my job hard?
So all of the regulars are listening. This is how I'm being treated.
Is that called discrimination or what? What is
yeah.
that?
I'm here.
I'm such a nice guy, too.
You are a great guy.
I don't know that side.
I didn't say great. I said nice. But thank you for that, though.
Yeah. Right.
Take the great. Mm-hmm. Take the great. Let me ask you this. Did you work out this morning?
Did I work out this morning?
Yes.
I worked out in a dentist chair this morning.
So wait a minute. Now, we're going to talk about how physical fitness, South Carolina, your mic is up, how physical fitness helps with it moves your endorphins, just like chocolate, and makes people happier and changes your mood to a better state of mind. You went to the dentist, so tell me, because, you know, most people don't come back from the dentist. Are you happy because your teeth now smooth, slick, or what?
Well, I'm not talking crazy, I hope. Well, normally when this is a newer dentist. I haven't been to the dentist for a while. But anyway, this guy did a pretty good job. I don't want to give him a plug or anything, but he did a pretty good job. And normally when you go to a dentist, after the appointment, if you have like a cap put on or something like that, what happens is when they give you the Novocaine in your gums, then your mouth just feels numb for the rest of the day. Well, that wasn't the case today or the other time that he worked on me, so I felt pretty decent.
Wait a minute, so you had a good checkup, and since they're not going to poke and drill and do root canals, you're in a good mood.
No, they drilled. They drilled two screw holes for one tooth. They were trying to keep my brains in. They drilled two screw holes, and then they capped it with some type of enamel replacement. So I'm happy now.
Jeez, oh man. Give us the address of Fit Family. Give me the actual
family. Are you all right after I said that?
No.
Are you having delusions of grandeur? You
yes,
want to be
I
in
am.
A dentist chair too?
I need to go to the dentist.
45 North Canfield Niles Road.
You should have never told me to be on my best behavior.
200.
I'm going to tell you what. They're going to let you go on vacation next week, and you just don't know how to do it.
That's the whole thing.
So we're trying to tell you how exercise will move your mood. Let me tell you what else will move your mood. Going on vacation will move your mood. I see it all over you guys. You guys are looking like, oh, yeah, we're ready for this one.
We need it big time.
Not the point.
Big time. We need it.
And I told Mike to go cover you, but now I'm leaving town.
Big, yeah, and some support you are.
I know.
Support systems are down.
I know. Elaine will take over for me.
Okay. We better get back to this. We better get back to the psychological subject that we were talking about.
Well, no,
or psychiatric subject. No, psychological, because we're not doctors, but psychological. Go ahead.
We ain't got a whole lot of mental stuff. Combined with the three of us. Dr. Brandy left, so it's really bad now.
We better call her back because we all need a little help.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. I'm fine.
That's because you're sitting in the sun. Right now we have no sun here in Northeast Ohio. You called in telling us how hot it was
in South Carolina. Oh, South Carolina.
Yeah. But at any rate, working out does do wonders for you mentally. It does, for sure. Serious, on a serious note.
Well, I worked out this week. So you believe in that too, South Carolina?
Yeah, I believe in that one. You worked out this week, Trenton?
I worked out this week.
Oh, thanks,
and I will say this. Yeah, I'm listening. Take off that cheap Bluetooth.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Oh, that's better.
That's better.
Okay.
You're still waffled.
No, that's not better. Just because you change sides with the Bluetooth does not make it better. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. South Carolina is in a tunnel in hot weather in South Carolina. But Doris and John Bullock from Fit Family's here. Yes, South Carolina, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you better now. What were you saying?
I was saying that since you're in the Marine Corps, you run down that T, yeah.
Guess what? Whatever you have to say must not be important because we still can't hear you.
I think the heat is killing my phone. At least it's cool anyway.
How hot is it really down there, South Carolina?
97 degrees.
Wow.
That's definitely hot.
This morning they were doing a program on the radio. And they were saying that everybody has a deficiency with vitamin D. And then they went on to say that a light, fast skin people, it only takes 20 minutes of being in the sun. The dark skin people have to be out there for 2 or 3 hours.
I believe that. Because I need the sun, and
yeah.
I'm dark-skinned, and I don't need a tan, but I need sun. Is that true, Dora?
Yes, that's true, yes. Because, we're in an area where it's always cloudy, and there's the deficiency in this area is very great with the vitamin D.
So we really need to work out.
Yes, we need to be in the sun. We need to be taking some vitamin D in order to up it, and then also working out. I mean, most people, when they work out, they think it's just for toning and losing weight, but, you know, it helps with your vitamins.
Tell us how that works. I mean, explain that. Explain to me how that, without me interrupting and making jokes, tell me how.
That's going to be tough, isn't
it? I know, it is. But tell me how working out is going to change my mood and make me have a better quality of life.
What happens is when you start to work out, it creates the endorphins in your body, which stimulates the happy endorphins, and then it goes through the bloodstream, and mentally you become better. Your mind becomes better. I mean, they've done various studies where older clients, like 70s and 80s, they actually had not worked out at all. They lived a very sedentary lifestyle. So what they did was part of them, they actually had them to work out maybe 20 to 30 minutes, and the other ones, they continued on with their lifestyle. Well, they found out that the ones that was working out, their mind was a lot better, and they could remember things, they could remember names, they could remember things that they had read, where other ones could not. Dementia starts to set in with some of them, and they found that the ones that had a little bit of dementia in the beginning, it had lessened because of them exercising. So exercising isn't just for losing weight and trying to tone up. It's also good for your mind.
Well, it's really a magnificent stimulus because it stimulates the heart, which pumps the blood to all parts of our body, so that helps to stimulate the brain also. And with more blood flow, you're in better shape. You just feel better naturally.
Inside of our schools, inside of our education system, they're lessening the physical activities.
Not good.
Yeah.
And kids playing outside, you don't see that as regularly as you used to. I mean, in the summertime, if it was not raining outside, children were outside playing physical activities. Adults today, we are trying to get it in the best way we can. How do we become more fitness-oriented as a society so that people will come back outside, get on the treadmill, and begin to become mobile again? Because we're not working in gardens. We're not, you know, tending to our flower beds. We're not doing that. We're going to work. We're coming home. We got our cell phones. We got our iPads. We got our computers. We got our cars. And that's all we need.
Turn them off and get out. I mean, it's just like an appointment where you have to go to the doctor, or you go and get your hair done. You don't miss those appointments, especially women. We don't miss going to the hairdresser. We go to the beauty salon to get our nails done. We get our hair done, the whole nine yards. We won't miss those appointments. So it has to become a way of life. You schedule your appointment for your workout. You schedule your appointment for your doctor. You schedule everything. So schedule your appointments and make sure that they're on your calendar. Look at them. You know that you, if you haven't done them, you know that you're not feeling well. Journal. When you create a journal, you can do it on your phone. You can write it in a book. You can, however you want to do it. Start journaling, because journaling is good. It's going to let you know when you're not feeling good. You're going to look at your schedule and see that you didn't work out. You're going to know.
Well, there's different ways to get to that point, but we all have to get past the psychological barriers. The barriers for us are always different. And we have to realize that it's just like saving money into a financial institution or a bank or whatever, some type of mutual fund or stock. When we do exercise, we're investing in ourselves. So as Doris says, we need to schedule that. We need to schedule our health part of the day. And once you get to the point that you're doing that on a regular basis, you'll realize how important it is and how much better it makes you feel. So it's really the psychological barriers that we have to get by. And that's tough. Even if you can't afford to go to a gym, just walking up and down your street, around your block, around your yard, whatever, up and down your steps, something that you can do every day that you invest in your health. And if you don't invest in yourself, who's going to invest in you? I guess that's a question you need to ask yourself.
I don't know, South Carolina, your mic is still on. Oh, no, he's gone. I guess he dropped off. He's in the boondock. I don't think it's a part of, I don't think we look at it as investment.
No, we don't, and that's why I'm bringing it up. Well, you can call it whatever you want.
But, I mean, I don't think we look at, you know, today and how we feel today and working out and getting into a regimen, because as we get older, you tend to lose muscle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lose fat. You lose muscle. And your muscle keeps you stable. It keeps the stability. And when you lose your muscle, you become weak. And if you want to have a good quality of life as we age, and right now people are aging and they're not dying.
Well, they're dying quicker than they have to.
I don't know. Some of them, they're living, they just ain't living a good quality of life.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
they're dying quicker than they really have to, because they're not living a good quality life. They would be living a better quality life if they were
I see a lot of people
working out.
A lot of people with oxygen machines, and and not necessarily because they were huge smokers, but because their body's not getting enough oxygen, and a lot of it has to do with their lack of physical activity. You see a lot of obesity. And you see where their legs become swollen and almost putrid.
Right.
Because the blood circulation is, you're not moving. And when you don't move and you always are sitting, you got to get up. You got to start doing. And if we don't start doing that, those of us who are in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, we're really going to pay for it in the end.
Exactly. That's true.
I mean, you may not become a size 2 and you may not become, you know, Heidi Klum and Tyra Banks. But if you can get up and start walking more than just a browse, because there's a difference between walking in the mall and actually putting a little bit of effort into it.
You have to sweat a little bit, and you have to feel your heart rate go up some. I mean, there some of the doctors right now, instead of giving their patients medication for osteoporosis and osteopenia, they are actually telling them to get out and exercise and create more muscles in order to more muscle in order to help them with their disease. So, and once they found out that they started to do the exercises and they're keeping them up, they're doing tests on them and they're finding that they're much better. So, I mean, that's one of the things that we need to encourage our older clientele is to continue, not only so that you look and feel better, but so that your bones become stronger, because your muscles is actually what's holding those bones in place. You look surprised when I said that. You wanted to add something or minus it out?
No.
Good. Keep it going.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. We do want to hear from you today. Because I'm just looking at this, and we talked a little bit about, with Dr. Brandon, we talked about mental health. We talked about a little bit of schizophrenia. And we talked about being honest with ourselves about what we need.
Yes.
And there are many of us that we know what we need to do, but we just don't do it.
Well, most of us are probably that way.
The majority of us, you would say?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, just like at our club, we have people that come three plus days a week. And they're dedicated. They've been beyond that point of, doing something for themselves for a long time. But then you have other people that they might come once or twice.
Are you talking about me?
Then they'll skip a couple of months. I wasn't looking in your direction. that is actually the case of the world right now. That is very hard for people to make up their mind that they want to do something for themselves.
Why is that? Is it just we put everything else first, or is it because, if you really look at growing up, especially those of us who are that are 35 and above, physical fitness was a real part of our everyday life. You know, we were outside, we were playing, and as growing up, we were always moving. And something happens as you get older that you just stop. So you go from riding miles on your bike to...
Everything else becomes important. Our kids become important. Our family becomes important. We let ourselves go.
Well, I think that the life has really changed, and the evolution of our daily life has really changed. In all families are different, but in the families that I grew up in, where both parents worked. I grew up in a community where it was like a village. All of the parents worked, but most of those parents didn't live too long. They're not living as long as we are. So the kids were active as far as athletics. There was more athletics in school. But the parents were working all the time, and they didn't live too long. Now, as far as the evolution of the world is concerned, in our country at least, parents are living longer, and they haven't decided how to, keep themselves healthy. Or what's important to keep themselves healthy. So they just continue, they retire, and they think that's the time for them to do nothing. But really, that's more of an important time for them to do something with themselves and to keep themselves physically fit. So I don't think a lot of the mentality is caught up with the evolution of our lives in this country. And that's part of it when you think about it.
Because, I mean, we're all about consumption, but we're not about exercise.
Right.
We have too many things that are convenient for us, too. I mean, we don't want to get off the couch to turn the TV. We want to just hit our remote. Instead of getting a book and reading it, we're going to turn on the TV, or we're going to get on our phone and do some clicking, texting of our friends or whatever. We've kind of gotten away from actually going to visit our neighbors and walking our pets and things that are going to keep our bodies strong, because it's...
Well, look at the car, the vehicle that you drive. Instead of reaching over and turning the knob on the radio, it's on your steering wheel.
Listen, you know what's really funny? I'm going to take a break. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You can call us here locally at 330-781-9600. You know what's really funny when you go and you're watching television and you can't find the remote control?
Yeah, they have remotes for cars now, too.
Do you realize that we will exercise trying to find a remote control?
We'll look for that all day.
Yes. Because we will not sit down until we have the remote in our hand.
Right.
And once we sit, well, the most we get is the kitchen and the bathroom.
Right.
Yes. We will exercise. As long as we can't find, if you hide the remote, you'll get exercise. So if you want to see your significant other
yes.
exercise, just
hide the remote. Hide the remote.
Watch what happens. You will hunt for a remote control for 20 minutes
yeah.
trying to find it. You'll turn the TV on manually, get to your station, but you will not sit down and be comfortable until you have the remote control in
your hand.
Some
people won't do that.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A man who police describe as a career criminal has been arrested again. 41-year-old Stephen Dorenzo was picked up Tuesday by Boardman detectives and Mahoning County Sheriff's deputies in connection with multiple crimes. Dorenzo is charged with tampering with evidence and receiving stolen property. Police say they've arrested him several times over the past 15 to 20 years. A woman suffered an anxiety attack after her house caught fire in Youngstown. The woman was treated after the fire on East Philadelphia Avenue Tuesday morning. Investigators say the fire started on a mattress on the second floor. No one was hurt. A man accused of holding three women captive in his Cleveland home for about a decade has pleaded not guilty to hundreds of charges, while his defense team hints at a possible plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Ariel Castro's lawyer says the defense is working to avoid a, quote, unnecessary trial. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Vitality, that special something that puts a spring in your step and a smile on your lips. Sometimes an illness, injury, or surgery can knock the vim and vigor right out of you. If that's the case, the therapy staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you recover energy, endurance, and a sense of vigor. With progressive exercise and gentle persuasion, the rehabilitation staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you find your get up and go. Help you regain that feeling of vitality that makes every day a good day. A day to smile about. To find out more, call Crandall Medical Center at 330-938-6126 or visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com. Call 330-938-6126 anytime. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring. A good place to get better.
Walk into any big box store and you'll see all kinds of outdoor furniture. What you'll also see is poor quality workmanship and materials that aren't made here. Now visit this address on the web, www.cedaroutdoor.com. That's where you'll find Berlin Gardens quality outdoor furniture made by the Amish right here in the USA. From lawn and garden patio furniture, gazebos, pergolas, great outdoor accents like wishing well buckets and bird feeders, and even Amish-made backyard playgrounds. All made and designed to last in outdoor conditions with recycled poly lumber. Green material, recycled from plastic jugs. For 18 years, Cedar Outdoor Furniture in Malvern has been custom crafting outdoor furniture with a pride in construction that can't be matched by the big box stores. Visit our website at www.cedaroutdoor.com. Like us on Facebook, order online, or call 1-800-488-2588. The Victorian Players present the classic romantic comedy, The Rainmaker, by N. Richard Nash, as the final show of their 2012-2013 season. The New York Daily News called it wonderfully funny, while the Chicago Times hailed it as a classic. Performances run Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 23rd. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7:30, and Sunday matinees are at 2. Call 330-746-5455 for reservations.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit drive1ohio.com.
All right, puppy, it's summertime at Harbor Pet Center, and we gotta get to work.
Oh, boy, Sonny, are we going out to play again?
Now, puppy, this is serious. We gotta get working.
What kind of work?
Well, let's see. We got running, playing, rolling in the grass, and going for walks with your new owner.
Sounds like fun to me.
And then we got to get you ready for Father's Day. Cause summer's a great time for a brand new pet.
Hey, Sonny, I've been doing work on my own.
Like what?
I dug up this bone for you for Father's Day.
Aww.
Your favorite station really helps you out. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and you know the second Thursday of every month is health and wellness. And we ask Fit Family to come in, Doris and John Bullock, who are the proprietors there, to come in and talk to us about fitness and about their facility. And I want you to just stop in and say hi. There's always someone there that will take you on a tour. I know that you have places that are maybe closer to you. They're maybe cheaper than theirs, but you pay for what you get. And you need to find, and they're not really expensive, but they're, you're not going to find them for $9.95 a month. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that you are. But they do offer silver sneakers. There are some insurance companies that will pay for your monthly premium if you go on an ongoing basis because of health care. But if you go out to Fit Family, you will find that it is a facility that is comfortable, it is non-judgmental, and it's a family. And it's really funny that their name is Fit Family, and they say it's because it's for all members of the family. But when you go there, the people treat you like family. And I'm talking about the guests, your clientele. They're like one big happy family. They're supportive of one another. They're encouraging of one another. You don't know them. The class instructors, the ownership, it takes on the whole climate of welcome here, no matter what your size is, no matter what you're trying to achieve, no matter how often you come, when you come, it's like cheers. Everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
And that's a nice place to go and work out, and no one's judging you, but they're always encouraging you and helping you. And that, I have to compliment you on the atmosphere of your gym and your facility. It's always welcoming. It's really kind of cool. I mean, I take the Pilates class on Tuesday evenings with Doris. Boy, is she mean.
You just got finished saying, we're welcoming you. That's what.
She's confused.
Well, you
yeah.
know, no, John.
She needs. Did you work out today?
No, me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Why not?
I probably should have worked out when it was thundering outside because I was awake. That would have been a good time at 3:30 this morning to go downstairs in the gym and start working out.
It would have been a good time.
But I didn't. I can't sit here and lie. But it would have been a good idea. It was a bad idea. And when I did get to sleep, getting up was hard.
I think a lot of people had that problem.
Can I add to what you were saying, Tracy?
Yeah, you can add.
You know, we do a couple things a little bit different, too. We try to remember people's birthday, other things in their life. If someone is a member of our club and they don't show up for a while, we try to contact them and see, you know, if there's something that they need or what's going on with them. And when people first come to our club, a lot of clubs that you go on, you spend a whole lot more money. You spend your money, you pay for your membership, and they just say, well, there's the equipment. We don't do that. We give you an assessment. And then a certified trainer will take you out and show you how to do a particular routine that fits you and utilize equipment while you're doing it. So we try to do that and to make sure that people understand what they're doing and it's a safer environment. So we stay in contact with our members all the time.
All the time? Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, because y'all will call people on the phone and say, you haven't been to the gym lately. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Just as sweet and just as nice and kind.
Yeah. They are nice and kind.
Doris called this young lady the other day. I could hear her on the phone. She said, I've been waiting for this call.
And you want that.
You
really want people to miss you when you're not there.
Yeah.
Your office manager, she's like a sister to me. Wow. She is. She really is, but she's good people. You've got good people there. Your staff, the trainers there, the people that I know teach classes, they all have this attitude of inclusion and of wanting to help and always of encouragement. Even if you don't take their classes, they're just kind. Saying, come on, join in, come late, whenever you come, just, you know, be a part of what we're doing. And that's something that you want, especially if you're not a big exerciser. Like, I'm not anymore. I'm trying to work on doing this every day, you know, at least 6 days a week, always working out, because I do feel different. I do feel better, even if I've had a bad day, when I do get a workout in. It's kind of funny how that works. It really, really...
It de-stresses you.
It's kind of different, because I came in the other day, and it was Tuesday. I was really having a bad day. And I felt so much better walking out than I did walking in.
And nothing, you looked better when you walked out, too.
I felt better. Because it was when I walked in, I was sitting on the floor studying, reading. I had an attitude.
Did you know that sometimes when you leave, Doris and I will hit the bike trail?
You know, y'all are special.
And I tell you what, you know, just doing something like that, or in the morning, we'll hit the bike trail around 6 or something like that, or earlier.
I have a question. When you ride a bike, are the bike seats different than when you do the bike classes?
It depends on what type of bike you have.
You know what I can't figure out, John, because you are the real rider cycling instructor. I don't remember my butt hurting when I rode a bike when I was a kid. What in the world is up with that?
Well, it depends. It depends on what kind of bike you had. You know, in a lot of the bikes that you buy that are street bikes, the seats are a lot softer and they're wider. But for a,
I had a 10 speed with a narrow bike. What was it? My butt was bigger.
It all depends on the name brand and you know how the seat was constructed.
Well, can we go
and
back?
How
to
how long ago was it that you rode a bike?
Only about 2 days.
2 days when? I mean, not the bike out. I mean, the bike
here.
Outside.
The bike. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So when was the last time you rode one?
Oh, it's been a couple days.
No, you talking about years. You're not talking about days. You just told me when I was young, I rode the bike. It didn't hurt my butt. Your
right.
butt was different then.
Yeah, you had more. You had more meat, more flesh.
I had less flesh. I had less butt.
No, you had.
No, John, listen.
Your body was constructed.
I had more muscle.
Yeah, yeah. Your butt was constructed differently then. I don't want to get obscene here, but
I think we better leave this alone.
Yeah. Well, let me say it this way: your body was constructed. No, your body was constructed different. And your muscles and your skin, okay, could endure more than it can when you get older. So when you get older, your skin is softer. You have more fatty tissue in that area. So it's more of almost a bone on bone when you get older, you know, than when you're younger.
I gotta find some. I'm serious. I like riding a bike.
You haven't done it enough. I mean, your butt has to get calluses on it and become stronger.
It doesn't have to get calluses
I'm just
on it.
But
anyway, maybe so. But anyway, you have to ride it long. It takes like a week and a half, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks for your body to adjust. And no pain, no gain. No pain, no gain.
You know, you sound like my mother. My mother used to say that, you know, you have to have a little pain. Beauty knows no pain.
Right.
My mom used to tell me that. But let me tell you, when I get older, she used to say that when she combed my hair. We found a remedy for the hair.
She was probably getting back at you when she was combing your hair.
I think so, too. I think so. But today, I like riding a bike.
Are you talking about a regular bike on a trail?
I don't care what kind of bike it is. I want to know why my butt hurts.
Have you invested in some gel pants or some gel seat?
I tried the gel pants, and the gel pants is just another piece of gel.
Have you used both of them together?
No.
Okay.
I got to buy gel pants and a gel seat?
Well,
I had enough gel back there to be gel. It's like Jell-O.
It's not constructed as strong as it was when you were younger. So that's why you need the combination of that protection.
But I will say this. I saw a woman this morning, and she had an 8-foot-wide buttocks.
Oh,
on the doctor.
Yeah, I saw that. That
I will say this.
Amazing.
She did. She gave me an incentive
she
to go
eight,
to the gym.
Eight? What?
See, that's what I'm saying, John.
Yeah, it was probably about the size of this table.
Her butt?
Yeah.
That's
well,
a lot of butt.
I saw a woman like that when she threatened me. She threatened me, but she couldn't get out the car.
But her doctor actually said that they had examined her, did her blood work. She was healthy, other than high blood pressure and her knees, and then
right.
with her losing weight. And this is what I tell my clients, too. Once you lose weight, if they have problems with their knees, you're going to find that your knees are going to bother you a little less. So, but she wasn't
healthy.
Healthy.
I can't agree with that.
What?
She was.
High blood pressure is one of the most dangerous things you can have. Because
no,
first,
I'm not saying, I said other than the high blood pressure. I said she
was
healthy.
Other, okay.
Other than.
Because she didn't have diabetes. She didn't have some other factors.
And if you if you got an 8-foot-wide butt, you got some weight.
Yes.
Well, she probably has something that they can't find.
Let's not even go there.
No.
So, anyways, but
I wasn't going anywhere special.
You know what, y'all? Hey, you know what? That's why Fit Family, when y'all come in,
it goes downhill when he comes in.
I'm afraid of next month after vacation because I see you giddy on your way to vacation.
I've been this way for a long time.
That is true.
You know,
that is true.
I used to be an introvert, but I changed.
Yeah, because when I met him, he was real low key. When I met your husband, he had on a suit and a tie. He was real reserved. He was working in corporate America.
Well, you know,
look at him now.
Man. Lost his mind.
He started exercising.
Yeah, see, makes me happy.
I was exercising when I was working in corporate America. I was running 10 to 15 miles a day.
Huh?
Yeah, I used to run from the east side of Youngstown all the way up to Wick Park, round the park about 5 times, and back to east side.
Now he just runs from me.
Yeah. No, I don't run from her, not at all. I try to run towards her.
Oh, good,
anyways,
good answer, good answer.
Anyways.
She's the one running from me.
Anyways.
You know what I mean.
It helps to keep the brain fit. Exercising helps to keep your brain fit. So that's another reason that we should be exercising.
When we exercise, should we read? Should we listen to music?
You can
should
do all of those things in order to stimulate the brain. But realizing that when you're reading and when you are on that phone, you are not working to your full potential. You want to work so that it's hard for you to read a book. It's hard.
I can't
for
read
you
a book
to,
and run.
I can't.
My eyes do not stay on the. I'll read that same page for the whole hour.
Yeah. So that's why it's not. I mean, you can listen to music. Music is great.
I used to try to come to the gym,
uh-huh.
and I was singing while I was working out. John told me, quit. I had to cut that out.
He told you that?
I told you what?
I was singing in the gym out loud with my headset on.
We must have had some complaints about you.
It must have been the sound of the voice or something. I don't remember.
I was like, you got to cut that out.
No.
No, you didn't. I was just joking with you, John.
Yeah.
But I was just singing in the. I like the singer.
Yeah.
No, I was just,
well, we have people do that all the time, and they don't realize that they're doing it. And you go past and say, I like that song, and they're like,
Oh yeah.
So it's
all
good.
Exercising also helps your skin, too. So, you know, we didn't mention that yet.
Really?
Yeah. Because, you know, you get more blood flow to your epidermis.
Okay.
It helps everything, every part of your body, really, exercise.
Exercise. Helps you mentally. Helps your skin because you're perspiring.
And you get more blood flow to that area.
What area?
To your body.
So
when you exercise, your body, your heart is pumping a little faster. So you're pumping more blood to your body. You're oxygenating your blood more so than when you're sitting down. And that's helping your body.
Helps the mind.
Helps the mind mentally. Helps you.
Helps the mind. Helps my heart.
Yeah.
Your heart.
Lungs.
And my muscles. My
mm-hmm.
lungs.
Mm-hmm.
That's your whole body.
Yeah. It helps your immune system, too. You know, it keeps your immune system at its strongest point. You know, you have to do everything in moderation that fits you. You know, we're not talking about a person that swings from a ladder every day, that kind of thing, you know, or goes overboard. We're talking about someone or the type of exercise that is fit for you. And it's definitely a plus in just every way that you can imagine for your body.
But just being mobile.
And your mind.
Moving.
Yes.
You know, because I would, you know what I would love to have in here? And one of these days I'm going to have a treadmill.
Okay, and we're going to come in and we're going to video you on it?
No, I mean, while I was out a couple of last year sometime, I saw the treadmills at our desk.
Yes.
And they're studio
perfect.
Treadmills,
yes.
And you can
continue talking.
You're just working out and you're walking while you're talking. And I'm going to get one of those. And they say
so
it's actually better for where you actually, for broadcasting, it's better when you stand.
Those are self-activated too, aren't they? You know,
I don't think so.
They don't have a motor, so you can control how fast you're going just by yourself.
Not the one that I saw.
I think I saw one that was like that also.
The one that I saw, it had a motor, but and you gauged it, but it was a little bit different. It had a tabletop because the guy was actually writing his blog. He was typing his blog while he was walking,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but it was and that kind of walking. If you're walking that much, you can walk a little bit slower.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
But you're
because
moving.
Because you're moving constantly.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have one of those. And maybe we'll have cameras and we'll have all that.
I think that would be great.
That would be kind of cool, wouldn't
it? Yes, it really would be.
Well, you can do a lot of exercises. Well, I'm not going to say a lot. You can do various exercises while you're in your office right now.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you can do
isometrics.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I'm busy over here.
Wait a minute. When
I get a treadmill here, I'm going to have an engineer.
I get preached so much about this multitasking by women. So if you're busy, you can still multitask.
This is true.
I am multitasking.
If you bring everything up to level and you have everything right in front of you and your treadmill is right there and you can still be pushing buttons and you could be moving things around, you have no excuse, Tracy.
Yeah, you're looking for excuses, but you can't find it. Isometrics on every part of your body. You know, just tighten.
What are isometrics?
That's when you tighten your muscles for a certain number of seconds. No.
You can use bands also.
Just tighten, just tension. Or you can have bands in your
rubber
office.
Band?
Yeah. Or you
our stretch bands.
Or you can have balls where you can utilize your hands.
So next month.
Next month.
Well, let's put this down.
Okay.
Next month, let's do isometrics. Because I have never heard of that until today.
Okay.
Something that I didn't know. And talk about what exercises we can do while we're in our offices.
Okay. Great.
And
we'll be working the whole time.
And we'll be working the whole time
we're
doing the show.
And Tracy will be doing all the exercises that we're talking about as we're on the show.
No, we'll show her. We'll show her. We'll be kind.
Please, because, you know, she takes me back there in the Pilates reformer class.
Better me than John taking you back there.
Is that right?
You may not come back.
Because I have this, and we have a great class. Kathy and Paulette and
Elaine.
Who?
Elaine.
Who?
Your sister.
And Elaine, my sister. And Elaine and every now and then we had a, I think her name was Kathy.
Yeah.
She was back there.
Sherry.
We have a great class.
Sherry
Drummond.
Oh.
We have a great class and there are three to four of us were actually in a class on the reformers, on the chairs, learning Pilates. I'm still trying to lift from the center. And it is it's an hour that I look forward to every week. And it's an hour that makes me feel great. And I would tell anyone to give them a call and say, listen, I want to come and I want to be a part of a class. I want to check out a class of reformers. I want to see how Pilates works. I want to do a real rider cycling class. I'm a part of Silver Sneakers. I want to take, are they doing the beach class right now?
Yes.
I want to take the beach class, which is kind of fun. They're having a blast. But you want to just go out there, and it just get some exercise in so that you can have a good quality of life. And next
month. And mentally be better? Yes, and mentally be better.
I want to show you one isometric right now.
Okay.
Okay, sit up straight. Put your elbows on the end of your chair. Okay. Put your hand on your midsection, your abdominal. Okay. Now, I want you to do your diaphragm. I want you to push it up and breathe. Sit up straight. Now tighten your abdominal muscles. I can see.
Oh my God!
All right. Okay. Good. Release. Now do that about 10 times. You can start off doing it like 3 seconds.
Will
five
that give
seconds.
Me a six pack?
Eventually, if you utilize some diet with it, yes.
Skip the diet. Jeez, oh man.
You cannot skip the diet.
Skip the diet.
People work out for 30 years and wonder why they look the same. Because they never use the diet together.
Because I got a friend, and they go to the gym every day like clockwork and don't lose a pound all day long.
Yeah, because they're still eating those hush puffies.
Chocolate
donuts.
You know what I'm making this weekend?
Don't even say it.
I am going to make, I don't know if you guys have heard of the new craze, and they're called Cronuts.
Cronuts.
And Cronuts are a hybrid between croissants and donuts, and they're deep fried with vanilla cream inside.
So why would you do that to yourself?
You're going to do that to yourself, and you're going to be gone for a week?
I'm going to work out in the gym.
You're going to work out in the gym?
Absolutely.
At the hotel you're going to?
Absolutely.
Don't believe it.
Doris!
I'm just stating the fact. I don't believe it. because
okay, we want her to take her computer with a camera on it.
I told her, I said, yeah, I want a picture of her on the treadmill.
Jeez, old man, I'm going to do this.
We want her to take her computer, her laptop, with a camera on it.
All these cameras, take them with me.
And do it in front of the computer so we can see. And she can YouTube that right to us.
That's exactly
she
right.
She can send it right to us
and
every day.
You guys are going to be... You're going to be vacationing, and you don't want to have to deal with me, and I'm not going to bother you with that kind
that
of
would be,
mess.
There would not be a problem. I want it.
That just gave me an idea on our next evolution state, the camera,
okay,
for some of our clients.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOS. Hey, I'm telling you, when I come back, I'm coming back with Dr. Mason. We're going somewhere. No telling where we're going to go. I know we're going to be talking about mental health, physical health, and total wellness, and chiropractic health, and Dr. Mason's going to give us his insight on all of it. So I'll see you on the other side of my break. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Since seizure of phone call data, Mueller said the Justice Department and an intelligence court monitor the programs to make sure that what's done is legal.
That's ABC's Vic Ratner. The wildfire burning in Colorado's Black Forest, now the most destructive in the state's history. It's taken out 360 homes and more are at risk.
Right now we're estimating the acreage that has burned, around 15,000 acres. Yesterday when we gave an update, we were around 8,500.
That's El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita. High winds and hot temperatures are making the inferno tough to battle. There has been a deadly explosion and fire at a chemical plant southeast of Baton Rouge in Louisiana. State Trooper Jared says that the fire is still burning.
It's a highly volatile, highly flammable chemical, and it's being burned off as it's releasing.
One person has been confirmed dead. At least 30 have been rushed to nearby hospitals by ambulance and helicopter. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberace's one-time lover now claiming to have had a thing with another big-time celebrity.
HBO's Behind the Candelabra is based on the story of Scott Thorson, a former lover of Liberace. But Liberace isn't the only famous person Thorson says he had a relationship with. He claims to have been intimate with Michael Jackson.
And Michael and I had a relationship, a love affair.
Thorson on ABC's The View says Liberace introduced him to Jackson around the time he left the Jackson 5. Co-host Sherry Shepherd questions Thorson's story.
Is there any reason for people to believe what comes out of your mouth?
That interview will air on Friday. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Caterpillar says it will no longer give money to the Boy Scouts of America because the organization doesn't allow homosexuals to serve as adult leaders. A spokesperson says that the Scouts' policy isn't square with the heavy equipment maker's own anti-discrimination policies. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
If Dad hasn't already spelled it out for you, this Father's Day, he wants new golf gear. But don't worry, because the only word you need to remember to give Dad his day is Golfsmith. With exclusive Father's Day deals, gift-giving expertise, plus a huge selection of the latest and greatest clubs and accessories, Golfsmith is your destination for everything Dad. Because the gift that never stops giving is a better game. Give Dad his day, only at Golfsmith.
Putting America and our valley back to work. Recognizing local companies and business owners that are generating new ideas and innovative concepts that are helping to lead our valley's workforce in the new economy.
Meredith from InfoCision's Newcastle location talks about what makes InfoCision stand out.
Well, if you just ask one of our employees, they'll tell you the people. We pride ourselves on hiring friendly people who care, and we keep them by maintaining a family-focused policies that let our employees balance their work and home lives. We believe that a happy employee is a great employee. That's why we offer a great benefits package, such as immediate health benefits, paid vacation every 6 months, 401k plan with a company match, competitive pay rates. And we also have, including in our wellness plan, an on-site doctor's office and on-site fitness center in all of our locations.
And how can people apply?
They can use our job hotline at 1-800-210-6269. Visit us online at infocisionjobs.com and apply there.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. For From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and you guys know I do health and wellness on the second Thursday of every month, and it's not a big fight day. We don't fight on today. We laugh a lot. We get a lot of information out. We get a little bit serious. We get serious along the way, but we make things to where you can glean from them, hopefully, and have a better way of life. Dr. Mason has Mason Wellness over in Warren, Ohio, over on Laird Road. And I found him to be very, very knowledgeable in his craft. And I don't bring on anyone that I will not go and see personally myself. If I say they're good, I put my name on it, I put my stamp on it, and I say yes. I either go to them or I would go to them if I had the chance to do so. And I find that I believe that they're credible, that they're not just a quack, they're not going to take you for a ride, and they are proficient in the skill that they have. And I have to say, Dr. Mason, I love hearing him come on with us on our Thursdays because he's such a great wealth of knowledge. And so, Matt, I want to thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
How are you doing? How are you doing this month?
I'm doing great. Well, I wish the sun would come out a little bit.
Man, you're going to bring me some more vitamin D pills or something, because look at this. What is going on?
You know, I enjoyed the storm last night. I did, providing my house didn't blow down or anything. But I enjoyed the storm, but I'm ready for the sun to come out now.
You ready for the sun?
Yeah.
It was out.
I know.
Sun.
I know what happened. I don't know.
What happened to the sun?
I don't know.
What did you do?
It's coming back tomorrow.
Did they say it's coming back?
That's what they're telling me.
How do they know? They said we were going to have 200-mile-an-hour winds the other night. They don't know anything.
They don't know.
We were talking about mental illness with Dr. Brandy, and then we talked about moods a little bit with Doris and John Bullock and exercise. You do complete health and wellness, and you try to, if I'm not mistaken, you tell me, Tracy, that's got that wrong. You try to do it from a holistic point. So tell me, when we talk about mental stability, where do you fit in with this?
Yes, you're exactly right, Tracy. And, I got to listen to Dr. Brandy, which, is definitely a fantastic program today. I got to tune in during lunchtime. And, she brought up a good point, the same thing that I bring up, is that, in the United States, we tend to separate all our organ systems. We separate the brain, we separate the kidneys, we separate the liver. We tend to separate all these. We have specialists for this and specialists for that. And I'm not denigrating the need for specialists. There are definitely needs for that. But in the holistic forms of healing, everything's interconnected. We have the mind, body, and spirit connection. And if there's any organ systems or any system that's out of balance in the body, it's affecting your entire health.
What are the myths that you find about mental health? Mental illness.
First of all, I would encourage people to read a book. It's called The Myth of Mental Illness by Dr. Szasz. He's a medical doctor.
Can you spell Szasz?
S-Z-A-S-Z.
Okay.
S-Z-A-S-Z, Dr. Szasz. So there's a strong link between diet and what we call psychiatric problems. And oftentimes, these problems are often physical rather than mental. So, for schizophrenia, for example, it's not just like you wake up one day when you're 10 years old and you say, I'm going to be schizophrenic. So there are oftentimes biochemical problems that are linked to nutritional deficiencies and food allergies.
Okay.
So in other words, we know that if you eat, say, if you eat a certain food, your skin can get inflamed, right? And break out in a rash.
Yeah.
Or you could eat a food and you get a digestive upset. Or your joints ache. Or it can trigger a headache. Well, is it possible that you could eat a food and it can affect your brain chemistry? And the answer to that is yes. Remember, anything that you put in your mouth goes through your brain. So we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing today that we weren't doing 100 years ago? And the answer to that is we're consuming lots and lots of processed foods, dead foods. You know, I hate to even call it a food because it's not even a food. We're consuming chemicals. And these chemicals are interfering with our brains. So, you know, we're consuming chemicals. We're consuming the bad fats, the trans fats, hydrogenated oils, you know, dyes, flavorings, preservatives, high fructose corn syrup, all these things that our bodies weren't designed to consume. How do you expect your brain to work? How do you expect your body to function right? How do you expect to be healthy living that kind of lifestyle?
You guys just don't want me to eat sugar, do you?
No. No, I don't.
And it is true. That is true. We're eating things that are just that are not food.
Right.
The corn syrup. And you know, the bleached flour. We are doing that.
Yeah. You can look at any of these diseases, and they all have one big link. They're all linked to inflammation. So you have to ask yourself what inflames your body. As every month I come here, we talk about the standard American diet. White flour and white sugar are two big inducers. So sugar, chemicals like MSG are big inducers of psychiatric symptoms.
Really?
Yeah. So.
But it makes the food taste better.
Sure it does. You become addicted to that food. Unfortunately, MSG is, you could even find it oftentimes in health food products in a health food store. You know, it's labeled as, you know, citric acid or natural flavors. This is MSG. So these chemicals have been studied in depth by many researchers, by medical doctors. There's Dr. Russell Blaylock who studied this in depth. Of, you know, they call MSG and these other aspartame and all these other chemicals in the diet what they call neurotoxins or excitotoxins. In other words, they interfere with the cell chemistry and your brain chemistry and every other function in your body.
Break down MSG and what that is. Because I don't think we always just think MSG is only in Chinese food.
Right. Well, no, it's in everything. If you look at it, like I said, even if you're reading a label on a health food product, you know, on a protein bar or something, if it says natural flavors, 9 times out of 10, it's MSG.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Aspartame, what is that?
It's another neurotoxin. It's an artificial sweetener.
They say that you should not touch aspartame.
No, you shouldn't.
But it's in all of our gum. I don't know if you've read the back of a gum.
Oh, I know.
All of our chewing gum that, you know, whether it be Wrigley's or, you know, your favorite regular gum, it all has aspartame
yeah.
in it.
You can buy different types of gum, you know, that are a little more healthier. Some that have, like, xylitol.
Do you remember?
You know?
You got to go to a special store for that, Doc.
Well, listen. That's your health care. I mean, you're going to go give your money to someone who's supporting a healthy lifestyle, making healthy food, giving your money to the local farmer, or you're going to give it to the doctor in the hospital?
One or the other. What are other...
nutritional efficiencies.
Yeah.
What are other triggers?
You said something about corn oil. What did you say?
High fructose corn syrup.
Corn syrup.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that not... I thought corn syrup is made from corn and it's just boiled and... What is
no.
that?
It's other synthetic sweeteners from genetically modified foods. You don't want to touch any of that. But look, I mean, we could talk the whole program on what foods we should be eating or not. You want to eat natural foods that are unprocessed, healthy foods. I think we all get that.
So my best diet is what?
Raw fruits, raw vegetables. At least a large portion should be raw. Raw nuts, raw seeds, lean organic meats, fish, chicken, turkey, lean beef, things like that. As far as your grains, you know, brown rice, quinoa, millet, things of that nature. Clean water.
What's clean water?
Either distilled water or reverse osmosis. Our bodies are 70% water. You have to replace water with water in order for your bodies to function right. I mean, that's something that's so simple yet overlooked. People don't drink water.
Now, distilled water. And you said reverse
osmosis.
Osmosis. What
uh-huh.
is that?
It's a filtration process that you can get in your home, which filters the water.
And it's better for you than just drinking bottled water that we're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just boiled water.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of people are drinking bottled water, and you're getting the outgassing from the plastics, what they call phthalates. And these phthalates are what we call environmental endocrine disruptors. So they mimic other hormones in your body. So in other words, they kick out your normal healthy hormones, and they mimic other hormones in your body and can disrupt your entire cell chemistry.
Really?
Yeah. Now, back to the schizophrenia. Some people, schizophrenics, have higher requirements of specific nutrients. So there are studies been done by Dr. Hoffer and Dr. Osmond, medical doctors that successfully treated schizophrenic patients, several thousand of them. And what did they find out? They found out that they needed higher requirements of niacin, vitamin B3,
okay,
and B6, and B9, folic acid, and oftentimes zinc. So last time I checked, my fingerprint's different than your fingerprint.
Yeah.
So how is it that everyone requires the same nutritional needs?
They don't.
They don't. We all have some basic commonalities. You know, we all need extra vitamin D and vitamin C and a good multivitamin. But what about looking at the individual vitamins, individual amino acids, individual minerals, right? So some people have what we call higher biological requirements, meaning some people need higher amounts. They have a genetic susceptibility in order for their body to work at their optimum.
Let me ask you this. How would I know that? How do I find that information out? If I come to you, and will you be able to tell me something on that? Will you be able to run some tests on me to tell me where I'm nutritionally deficient and where I am, and what additives I need to add in?
Exactly. I mean, that's the whole premise behind functional medicine. You know, and the beauty of the technology we have now, we're able to measure you on a cell level to determine what your body needs and at what dosage it needs in order for that cell to function at its optimum. So in other words, if, you know, we're able to theoretically be able to peer inside the cell and look at the energy cycle in the cell, what we call the Krebs cycle or the citric acid cycle. So the powerhouse inside the cell, what we call the mitochondria, is what produces energy. That's the purpose of the cell, what we call ATP or adenosine triphosphate. And if you're not getting specific vitamins, minerals, and amino acids and hormones, everything coming in through diet and or supplementation, that cell's not going to function at its optimum.
So you can actually run a test on me. And so I've been diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar,
mm-hmm,
or my child has been diagnosed. If I call you on the phone and make an appointment, if I come to you, will you be able to do some testing on me and do some analysis on me that will assist me in to a better diet and a better nutrition program that will help with the diagnosis of schizophrenia or bipolar?
Absolutely. You know, whether it's bipolar, schizophrenia, if it's depression, anxiety, mood swings, personality changes, fatigue, or if you're just having those senior moments, you know, where you're like, geez, you know, I can't remember my own password, you know, or whatever it is, or geez, I forgot so-and-so's birthday. You know, I mean, we all have senior moments every now and then, but some people notice those subtle changes that are taking place, you know, where with your thought processes just aren't as clear and as crisp as what they used to be. So what do? You just blame this on old age and just let yourself go downhill? Or do we actually start doing some of this functional testing and find out what's going on inside your body? And you may ask yourself, well, why isn't this being looked at? You know, how come I never hear of this? Well, when doctors go to school, including myself, you're trained in drugs and surgery. You're not trained to look at the underlying cause. You know what I mean? You're not trained in nutrition. You're not trained in detoxification. You're not trained in chiropractic or acupuncture or chelation therapy. These things are absolutely critical and important for restoring health and for prevention.
Now, I have to ask you about functional medicine. Let me go back because I'm going to take a break in a minute.
And then when I come back, I want to ask you
about functional medicine and Mason Wellness. When you talk about, you know, what they learn and don't learn, why is it that we do not, like acupuncture, you don't hear about it in Western society a lot?
No, you don't.
You hear more now than before, but very rarely do you hear really about acupuncturists. You don't hear about medicine that is going to be beneficial to my long quality of life and health and wellness. That's just not a part of what they teach.
Right.
What do I do? Because, I mean, the Internet is full of a lot. How do I know what I'm supposed to be looking for and what should I go after so that I can find a Mason Wellness?
Well, here's the deal. You know, we're being told that drugs and surgery is the way, the truth, and the light. And if we continue this approach, we're going to have a continuing deterioration of health and continuing deterioration of the society. So what happened? You know, the pharmaceutical industry basically abducted healthcare. You know, these forms of therapy that I'm speaking of, the natural holistic forms, is really the way medicine should have been and should be practiced. But medicine became the big bully on the street, you know, back in the early 30s, which paralleled the rise of the pharmaceutical industry. So what happened, drugs became more and more popular and more profitable. And as medicine became bigger and stronger and more institutionalized, they started setting the rules. So what were the rules? Well, anything or anyone that uses natural medicine is completely irrelevant and unscientific and quackery and bogus. I mean, they set the rules. You know, but we're finally now, you know, there's millions of people that have migrated to the natural medicine approach. Because they realize, hey, I can't get better through drugs and surgery. There has to be another approach. And those other approaches have worked for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, acupuncture wasn't discovered yesterday. Chiropractic is at least 4,000 years old. Herbal medicine is 10,000 years old. And, you know, they've withstood the traditions of time because they work. They're effective.
Because you really think about it, they don't push you into natural medicine. Nor will insurance companies pay for natural medicine.
No, and you know why? Because the insurance companies are in bed with the pharmaceutical industries, and they get kickbacks. It's basically like a sales commission. So our system is a self-perpetuating system of drugs and surgery and grinding the axe of money.
And we're the guinea pigs.
We're the guinea pigs. It's a grand experiment.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Dr. Mason, give them out your number.
The phone number is Mason Wellness Center, 330-219-6250. Or you can catch us on the web at masonwellness.com or look us up on Facebook as well, Mason Wellness Center.
And the number here is 347-945-5229. If you want to ask Dr. Mason a question, if you want to get some more information, or if you want to just jump in the conversation, please do so. Again, that number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bill. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure, three-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all the Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows, you've seen the rest, now come see the best. The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
Candida, the silent attacker. Candida albicans is a fungal parasite which excretes toxic waste. This waste can get into the bloodstream and cause a wide variety of other symptoms, such as bloating, mental fogginess, depression, diarrhea, exhaustion, bad breath, menstrual pains, recurring vaginal or bladder infections, anxiety, constipation, environmental sensitivities, fatigue, food sensitivities, insomnia, low blood sugar, mood swings, ringing in the ears, and sensitivity to odors. Diets high in bread, pastas, pastries, and other cooked starches and refined sugars feed candida, as does the use of antibiotic pharmaceuticals, which may kill off beneficial bacteria in the gut, along with the harmful bacteria they are meant to eliminate. The beneficial gut bacteria are key in keeping overgrowth of candida in check. To get started on your road to wellness, give us a call at DC Cairo and Wellness Center, 330-505-3515. Check us out on the web at ohiodccairo.com or on Facebook at DC Cairo.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229.
Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I have Dr. Matt Mason with me, and he is from Mason Wellness. And I am he is a chiropractor by profession, and he has a complete wellness center in Warren, Ohio. And I want to ask him about functional wellness. Is that functional wellness?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? I've never heard. I mean, you coming up with terms. I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Very, very few people know of it or understand what it is. So functional medicine means that many people have functional health problems, meaning, you know, they don't have a disease, but they're passing all the conventional medical tests. You know, let me give you an example. Think of the millions of people in the United States that are suffering from digestive problems. You know, so they go to their GI doctor, and they have an endoscopy, and they have a colonoscopy, and the scope says that everything's normal. But at the same time, they have problems like abdominal pain, or GERD, or acid reflux, or nausea, or diarrhea, or something's just not right with their digestive system. These are what we call functional disturbances of your gut, meaning you may not have a disease, but something's not functioning correctly on the cell level. And the reason they weren't found on a GI evaluation is because the GI evaluation is looking for what? What do they look for when you get a colonoscopy?
Looking for cancer, polyps.
Looking for cancer, polyps, ulcers.
Right.
Maybe an intestinal blockage. Right?
Right.
So wouldn't it make sense that if you're getting a GI evaluation by a GI specialist, that they would be looking at the production of your bile? And the production of your pancreatic enzymes and your hydrochloric acid.
I don't think they look for that stuff.
No. Wouldn't it make sense that they would be looking at the production of your, you know, your pancreatic enzymes? Are you digesting and absorbing protein, fat, and carbohydrate properly?
I don't think they look for that.
No. Are you producing sufficient amounts of healthy bacteria?
They're not looking for that either.
Do you have a parasite in your intestinal tract? Do you have bacteria in your intestinal tract, what we call small intestinal bacteria overgrowth? Those things were never evaluated when you had a GI evaluation.
No, none of that.
So that's why people need a functional medicine approach.
So what is all that about? You know how much they charge you for a colonoscopy?
How much?
Too much.
I know.
So if you're going to charge that much, you would think that they would diagnose the whole thing while it's there.
Right. So even though you've had an endoscopic evaluation and you've had a colonoscopy, you've had an incomplete evaluation of your digestive system. Let me repeat for your listeners. You've had an incomplete evaluation of your digestive system. What they've looked for is disease. And that might be worthwhile finding out if you have cancer or finding out if you have ulcers. That might be important to do. But on the other hand, you've missed a whole bunch of information that we find out through the functional medicine approach, such as how you digest, how you absorb, how you eliminate. Are you producing sufficient amounts of pancreatic enzymes and hydrochloric acid? Are you digesting and absorbing your food properly? I mean, these things aren't being evaluated by your GI doctor, and they're not being evaluated by your family doctor. That's why people need a functional medicine approach. So that's what makes my office unique, is that I practice this form of medicine. You know, so in other words, people are passing all the conventional medical tests, but they just haven't found the problem. Let me give you another example. You ever take, with your palm up, take your index finger and press right below your wrist? And if you hold it there a while, what happens? Your hand goes numb.
Right.
Now, if you take an X-ray, or if you take an EMG, a muscle graph, you wouldn't find anything wrong.
Right.
Again, if you take an X-ray, everything's completely normal. So that's similar to what happens if you have migraine headaches, or abdominal pain, or digestive upsets, or low back pain,
okay,
or low libido. You ruled out that you don't have a disease, They just haven't found the problem. Now, if you remove your index finger away from your wrist, what happens?
It comes back.
The nerve and blood supply come back to your hand.
Right.
So things start functioning right again. So functional medicine at Mason Wellness Center means we find the subtle changes that are taking place in your body, the things that are pre-diseased, and the things that lead to disease, and we start fixing them.
Let me ask this. They're making millions of dollars on people with all types of medical conditions. When you talk about migraine headaches, arthritis, digestional problems. And you're talking about functional medicine and medicine that is actually going to deal with the core of why my system works the way that it does. When do we start looking at it on offense instead of defense? Because when you talk about getting a colonoscopy, or even when you get an MRI, you know, they charge so much money for these types of scopes.
Right.
But they don't do an analysis. They don't scrape the inside of the colon and find out how you're digesting. They don't do any types of studies like that.
That's why people are remaining sick. They're chasing disease. They're looking at pathology and basically watching you going downhill. Here's the deal. In medicine, you study disease. They're looking at pathology, watching you go downhill. And the holistic forms of healthcare, you know, whether it's naturopathy.
What's naturopathy?
It's just different forms of healing, using herbs and things like that, right? Acupuncture, chiropractic. You're studying the health of the body. I mean, it's a completely different kind of philosophy. I mean, you study the health of the body to promote health. I mean, how is it you can go from being ill to being healthy? Or how is it you can go from being healthy to super healthy? So in a conventional medical approach, it's about chasing disease. So if you have headaches, digestive upsets, abdominal pain, low back pain, you'll get sent to multiple medical specialists all chasing disease. So you'll get CT scans, you'll get MRIs, you'll get MRAs, EKGs, EEGs, sent to multiple medical specialists, all hunting for disease.
And taking a lot of medicine.
Exactly. So you always get a variety of medications along the way.
And if they don't work, they don't give you a refund.
Right.
They just give you another script,
yeah,
and you pay for another one.
Exactly. So oftentimes in this conventional medical approach, if you pass all the tests, you're left with the idea that it's in your head or it's emotional or psychosomatic because medicine doesn't study health.
Can I go back to migraine headaches?
Mm-hmm.
What can be a cause of a migraine headache? Because there are people that have chronic migraine headaches.
Right.
And they have migraine centers. They're on tons of medication. But what could it be?
That's a good question, because you're right. There's millions of people suffering from that.
Especially women.
So let's tie this into functional medicine again. So people have migraine headache where their head's pounding, their ears are ringing. You know, they go get a CT scan. And their CT scan of their brain is perfectly normal. And they have neurological exams. And they say, well, Tracy, everything's perfectly normal. Well, that just means they've ruled out cancer. They've ruled out a brain tumor or an aneurysm. But what they haven't ruled out is the fact that your head may be pounding because your neck is out of alignment, or because your nervous system is disturbed, or because you're food allergic, or because you're nutritionally deficient, or because you're being chemically triggered by a variety of substances that's within the environment or within your body. So, I mean, these things aren't even being looked at in the conventional medical approach. That's why people remain sick.
Wow.
So people are getting CT scans left and right, not knowing the possible damage of what these CT scans could cause. A CT scan, they know that is equivalent to bare minimum 450 chest x-rays of radiation. So go to the FDA website and look at your increase of getting cancer from that. Now, are you going to get cancer from that next week or in a month? No. But what about 10, 15, 20 years down the road? So that's why we need to go with these natural forms of healing first. And then if you know, there's some red flags or if they're not getting any improvement, sure, then go get a CAT scan or an MRI. But we have to weigh the benefits versus the risks, and we have to stop using these costly, invasive, dangerous forms of therapy as frontline therapies. So if we go this approach that I'm speaking of, more of holistic forms of healing, we're going to minimize suffering. We're going to minimize pain. We're going to minimize our health care dollars. So in turn, we all win.
Are there a lot of physicians that are thinking this way like you? Are there more and more doctors that are thinking this way like you?
There are more and more, but we got a long way to go. Like I said, there's millions of people every year that's migrating to the natural healthcare approach. So we are having a shift, but there's still a lot of people that's trained in the pharmacological and the drug and surgery route, and no one's trained to take personal responsibility for the health. That's really what it's coming down to, you know?
Now, how will the Affordable Health Care Act deal with this type of medicine? Because, I mean, you're going to be charged based upon your health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
The healthier you are, the lower – it's almost going to be like car insurance from my understanding. The healthier you are, the better your rates will be, the more acceptive you will be to different insurances and the benefits that you'll have. The more illnesses that you have, the weightier it will become, and you'll be at risk. How do we start to prepare for what's coming so that we can be healthier walking this way, getting our blood pressure, getting our diabetes, getting our nutritional and getting our health and wellness to where it is premium? Because
right,
most of us have not lived in a society that we really even dealt with what you're talking about. I mean,
yeah,
you know, you're talking about aspartame. I was doing about 12 packs of Equal a day in my, because I drink coffee. And when I was diagnosed with MS, they said the first thing I had to do was come off of that completely. Do not, do your best not to touch aspartame,
right,
because it'll kill you.
Yep.
Just that simple. And that mm-hmm. was my regular physician's.
Yeah.
Let alone someone who's talking about natural
more
health and
holistic
wellness
approach.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How do you come off of corn syrup? How do you come off of MSG? How do you come off of all these things and make it to where you become a healthier person?
You got to be proactive. You got to educate yourself, and you got to get wired into natural healthcare physicians. I mean, this healthcare act, I don't know if anybody really understands what's going to happen, but look, it all comes down to personal responsibility. Regardless of what's going to happen, you know, you got to eat healthy, you got to exercise, you got to put healthy things in your mouth.
So when it comes to mental disorders, schizophrenia, you know, I need to pay attention to my diet also.
Absolutely.
ADD, ADHD,
yeah.
I need to pay attention to
yeah.
my diet also, and I need to get a workup.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and denigrate that there's not a need for, you know, for counseling and psychiatry, because there is. You know, there's just some people that had problems in their family life growing up, and, you know, and there's some genetic disturbances as well. But, you know, you just read study upon study of these people that are responding through nutrition. Remember, what activates your genes? Nutrition, vitamins. Nutrition, exercise, that either turns a gene on for health or turns it on for sickness. You know, so those are things we need to look at.
And especially when you look at, we have an epidemic with diabetes, and all of it's type 2,
mm-hmm.
which is weight-induced and food-induced.
Self-induced.
Yes.
From living a suicidal lifestyle.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, look.
The world's on insulin.
Our bodies are designed to be well. Our bodies are designed to function well, to function in a healthy fashion. If they don't, there's interference. Those interferences are not a drug deficiency. You know, the power that made the body heals the body. God made the body. God can heal your body. But there's also the saying, God only helps those who help themselves. I mean, you can't just sit around and do nothing. You have to put a plan into action to get yourself healthy. You can't rely on drugs. You can't rely on surgery. You can't go to your doctor and say, here I am, doc. Here's my symptoms. Give me a prescription. I'll take this drug. I'll come back and see you in 6 months. That's a prescription for disaster. Because these doctors, there's no plan being put into place to get these people healthy. So, like I said, they're basically watching you going downhill. You know, so like if you have diabetes, you know, you go in and they do some tests on you, and they're basically watching, you know, and they give you these pills, and they say, well, come back and see me 6 months. And they say to the doctor, well, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, the doctor said, well, what do you mean? What are you supposed to do? Come see me in 6 months. He may say, well, you know, eat a little healthier and exercise, but they're not putting a plan into place. So, you know, if you come to me, we're going to say, okay, well, you have diabetes, or you have a problem with your liver, a problem with your kidney, or a disc problem at the base of your back. All right, well, let's put a plan into place and start getting you fixed.
Hey, I'm going to take a break real quick, and then I'll be right back with Dr. Mason. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is Mason Wellness, and he's in Warren, Ohio. Is Laird off of Market Street? Where is Laird?
Off of State Route 5.
State Route 5.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your number again.
330-219-6250.
We'll be right back.
Ringing in the ears? Call Centers for Hearing Care today, 888-866-4327.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
PaidAtHome.com is the smarter, simpler way to make serious money. This is how you can earn from a few hundred to several thousand a month right from your kitchen table, even while you sleep. Like listener Nancy, who earned $1,500 her first month, saw that jump to $5,000 and now earns way over six figures. PaidAtHome.com won the prestigious American Business Award, so join all your fellow listeners earning a lot of money. Visit PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com. PaidAtHome.com.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and we want to hear from you today. I'm almost done, and I have Dr. Mason with me. It is second Thursday of the month, and this is when I do health and wellness. And Dr. Mason is a chiropractor in Warren who deals with total wellness, holistic wellness. You call it functional wellness?
Functional wellness, functional medicine.
Why come to you in opposed to a naturopath? Is
okay.
there a difference?
Sure. I mean, there's different philosophies, there's different approaches. Okay. But here's the deal. You know, there's several people that come in my office that are on multiple medications when they come. But they're not healthy. They're sick. You know, they're on Fosavax for osteoporosis. They're on Xanax for anxiety. They're on birth control pills for painful irregular periods. But they're sick. So what do you do? I mean, do you just tell them to stop taking the medications? which would be better for you and worse for the fish? Or do you say, well, logic would say, well, you come in the office, we evaluate your lifestyle, we evaluate your diet, we evaluate your spine and nervous system, we test you for food allergies, we test to see how you digest, absorb, and eliminate, and we start actually putting a plan into place to start getting you healthy. I mean, people are on all these drugs and are sick. So, I mean, look, you know, we're telling our kids to say no to drugs. At the same time, you encourage them to use drugs by taking them to doctors. That's their method of treatment. I mean, every time they have a symptom, they take a drug. And when they're in school, you know, you tell them say no to drugs. Well, we need to teach them to say no to prescription drugs, too, because this system is completely out of control, and it's a medical model that's a complete abysmal failure. The system needs to be reinvented. And it can only be reinvented as if we become inclusive of the natural forms of healthcare. And that's what it really comes down to.
We don't do healthcare. We have health fix.
We're managing sickness through medications. That's what we're doing. We're not healing anything.
That is true.
Now, look, I'm not saying that there's not a need for medications. I think the conventional medical model is good on the emergency end of things, acute care. You know, I think it's good on some gene-related disorders. I think it's good on the diagnostic end. But other than that, there's nothing put into place for prevention or getting people well. It's managing sickness through drugs.
I have to say, and I appreciate you coming in and hanging out with me, because when I think about some of our older citizens, they are on a lot of prescription drugs to keep them alive. Because, you know, if they have hypertension and they have they're diabetic, I mean, if they have had a stroke, they're on warfarin, they're on blood thinners, they're on a whole lot of stuff, and I have to say, they've never, ever done a approach to really trying to heal you where you don't have to take medicine for the rest of your life. Because they give you a prescription and tell you, you're going to be on this for the rest of your life.
You got it.
That's just what's said to you
yep.
up front.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say, well, we're trying to go to find mm-hmm. try to find a way that we can diagnose this to where we can actually get you to the point where you can come off.
Yeah, like hypertension. It's not a disease. It's a symptom. We have to look at the interference in your body. Well, why do you have hypertension?
Now, are some things genetic, like hypertension, or can hypertension be genetic?
There's some genetic susceptibilities, but that's a very, very, very small percentage. It all comes down to lifestyle, removing food allergies, correcting nutritional deficiencies, you know, correcting digestion, absorption, elimination, things of that nature, looking at your spine and nervous system. I mean, your nervous system runs the show. I mean, these are things that aren't even considered.
Well, listen, I want to thank you, Dr. Mason. I look forward to talking with you next month. I always look forward to talking with you. You bring a wealth of knowledge to our program, and we appreciate it. We're done for the day, and we'll be back here tomorrow. And the number is 347-945-5229. Hope you have a great afternoon. Hopefully the sun will come out tomorrow. I'm looking for the sun, so if anybody knows that the sun is out there anywhere, if you will give it a call and ask it to please show up tomorrow, I would greatly appreciate it. Listen, God bless you. Have a good day, and we will see you on tomorrow.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
You've been listening to Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Avoid the rush and listen to us.
Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Latest from ABC News. I'm Daniela Bellotta. A chemical plant going up in flames near Baton Rouge. One person is confirmed dead. And Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says many more are hurt.